Morning. Baptism saved us like water saved Noah. There are a lot of similarities and differences between the Old and New Testament. The Old Testament is for our learning. Romans 15:4. For whatever things were written before men were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. We will also know in 2 Timothy 3:16 and Hebrews 9:11-13 that the New Testament is what we live by now. In Genesis 6:14, it tells us how Noah built the ark and why. Well, how did he build it? He built the ark by going forward to save himself and his family from the flood waters that came through. We are a lot like Noah. When you compare where he was with where we are and compare how he was saved to which we are saved now, there are several points and similarities to notice. Noah lived in a sinful world. Genesis 6:1-8. Now it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of man, and that they were beautiful. And they took wives for themselves of all whom that they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. And there were giants, on the earth in those days, and also afterward, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of man, and they bore children to them. Those were the mighty who were old men of renown. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he made men on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the earth, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. The wickedness of man was great. Genesis 6:5. Now great in this passage is not meaning like good, you know, it's meaning like bad. It wasn't good. And God's reaction to sin and God's reaction to man is that he was sorry that he made man, according to Genesis 6-7. And he decided to destroy mankind, Genesis 6:7. And he gave man 120 years to live. 120 years. Now, that is not alike compared to how it was back in the day. 975 years and 945 years. That's not that long of a time compared to how it was back then. So Noah lived in this sinful world, and he was in danger because of this. But he did not want sinful world to control him. Noah was saved by water. 1 Peter 3:20. Who formerly were disobedient, when once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is 8 souls, were saved through water. Now he was saved because God had mercy on Noah, and because he lived by faith, according to Hebrews 11:7. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear and prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. It is important for us to understand what it means to be saved. Now, what does it mean to be saved? To be saved, we must be baptized. So Noah was saved from this sinful world. I stated before, we are like Noah, a lot like Noah. We live in our own sin, according to Romans 3 and 23. For all have seen and fall short of the glory of God. And according to this chapter and verse, we are all slaves to our own sin. What is God's reaction to our sin? When we sin, he cannot even look upon it. And when we sin, he cannot be in his presence, according to Isaiah 59 and 2 and Revelation 21 and 27. We are in danger if we are living in sin. But, like Noah, we do not want sin to control us. We, like Noah, are all saved by baptism. 1 Peter 3 and 21. There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We are saved because God has mercy on us. We are saved, like Noah, when we obey, Hebrews 5 and 9. We are saved from our sins by baptism. Now, what are some purposes of baptism, you might ask? What are some benefits of being baptized, you might ask? What are some consequences of not being baptized, you might ask? Some purposes of baptism is to make disciples, and wash away our sins, and to draw closer to God. And Matthew 28, 18 through 10. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me, both on heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I will be with you until the end of age, always. Amen. And some benefits of being baptized is a chance of getting into heaven, proceeding the remission of sins, and trying to help lost souls seeking to find Christ, according to Romans 6, 3 through 5, and Acts 2, 38. Some consequences of not being baptized is total damnation and going to hell, according to Mark 16, 16. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, and he who is not shall be condemned. In conclusion, this is how we are all saved. By baptism. This is the emphasization of significance and seriousness of baptism. But before being baptized, must first hear the gospel, Romans 10:17. Believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, Hebrews 11:6. Repent of our sins, Luke 13:3-5. Confess, Matthew 10:32-33. And then being baptized, Acts 2:38. And after baptism, we must live faithful unto death, Revelation 2:10. So please come to Christ before it is everlasting too late.